This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For you slip into unconsciousness, I like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone has broken down a world exclusive here, but again, we're up against a break. I want him to be very clear, because what he's told me off air is even worse than what he said on air. Roger, I know you don't want to destabilize the country, but the truth's the truth. And I think the president needs to know what you've been told by high-level sources, because you're under Mueller investigation, and what people might be keeping from him. So just, I'm not telling you what to do, but I think you just give it to us straight. Tell folks how bad it is.
The simplest way to put this is Special Counsel Robert Mueller is planning to indict Donald Trump Jr. for the crime of lying to the FBI in the various interviews he gave pertaining to the perfectly legal meeting at Trump Tower. That is good information. We stand by it, and we are reporting it first. Remember, this is InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Why have they been holding back? Because they know the president will absolutely, he's got the power to fire all of them. And you've got Rosenstein changing it over to, he's in charge of everything. You've got Sessions in La La Land, you know, counting daisies on the wall and not knowing what time it is. I mean, clearly these people have engaged in a coup. And I think if the president addressed the nation, at 8 p.m. one night, and just laid all this out and says, I'm firing them. They're crooks. They're scum. And, you know, and I believe in you, the voters, and I believe in this election coming up. And if you think I'm wrong, then impeach me. But if you think I'm right, you like the economy, and you like getting these parasites out of control, well, then stand with me, baby. I think he should draw the line in the sand like Colonel Travis.
Well, to answer your question as to why he's waited, I think he was waiting for the conviction of Manafort and the guilty plea of Cohen to set the stage and build momentum for his next big scalp. Now, the Daily Beast, HuffPo, Mother Jones, the rest of the fake news media is, of course, actively predicting that Roger Stone will be indicted next. Alex, if I have to say it one more time, it's tedious, but I'm not involved in any Russian collusion. I know nothing of any collaboration with WikiLeaks or any other crime that pertains to the 2016 presidential election. This is a witch hunt. This is an inquisition. But I need help. I talked to a top lawyer that I would like to retain, and he tells me my defense is going to cost more than $2 million. So folks can go to stonedefensefund.com, and it would be a godsend. I'm not going to roll over. Like the rest of the InfoWars band, I am going to fight, but it will bankrupt me. It will destroy me financially unless patriots come forward with their assistance.
And let's expand on this. You told me in the break you had this one of these New York Times reporters, one of the same ones that's been stalking me. They will not quote anything you said. It's all twisted. And you were saying she's calling you at 10 o'clock at night wanting to know about me and Russia. And she sat there and said, how much does Russia pay you? How much do you, how much have you been working with RT? And I said, never worked for them. Haven't been on in years. And she just started laughing. Do these people actually believe that I've worked with the Russians?
Obviously so. This woman is a feature writer, I am told. I declined to speak with her because it can come to no good. This is a hatchet job. You want to see a hatchet job? There's one around me right now in Mother Jones. I have written a rebuttal, which I'm about to post. I mean, these people have no regard for facts or truth or context. They lie by omission. They lie by half-truths. They lie by just outright falsehood. That is the mainstream media today. It is pathetic. Thank God we have outlets like, InfoWars to tell you what's really going on.
We're going to break in 10 seconds, but can you believe that they now have more Democrat senators openly saying, take me completely off the air?
They want to take you completely off the planet, Alex. This is, they want to non-person you. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Roger, you'll be on the War Room coming today, 3. God bless you. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. We're now only 76 days out from the most important election in world history. Powerful globalist forces, from the EU to the Chi-Coms to Hollywood, to the corrupt Justice Department, are attempting to steal the nation back from the American people. But humans all across the world, not just here, are awake, and the New World Order is in trouble. Coming up, Professor Daryl Hamamoto will break down the brainwashing accelerating on the campuses and more. Then Millie Weaver confronted Jim Acosta. Kalen Robertson, of course, right-hand man of Tommy Robinson. Lee Stranahan with huge breaking news on Russiagate concerning Hillary. That is damning proof of where the real collusion was. Roger Stone coming back in the fourth hour and more. But first, a history of the InfoWar.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
There are those of us who absolutely understand that you won't
never defeat the human spirit! No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the Bushman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony in Bohemian Grove.
Babylon, this your religion, ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group at all.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
And that's one of our latest great hires, a patriot, former Marine, always Marine, Greg Reese. He moved her from Hawaii. You saw him do the whole volcano piece on her water filtration. And joining us just for two short segments, I'm going to have him back up in the next few weeks for a full hour. I'm going to start getting him on all the shows here because I always forget about what a great guest he is, Professor Daryl Hamamoto. I'm not going to get into his whole background. That would take all the time. But he's a recipient of the Rockefeller Foundation Research Fellowships. He's been an insider. UCLA, he's been exposing for many years, being persecuted for it, how they're bringing in a system of total control, and we're going to use the universities as the invasion force of anti-free speech nationwide. And he's been totally proven right. He's got a lot of points he wants to get into. He's in Vietnam right now. You can talk about seeing the Chi Coms, the crisis of academic humanities, modern language, rise of Islamification on the college, and how this union's working together. I'd call him a classical liberal. And again, he's been persecuted a lot for being a real liberal. And so you've got the floor for this segment, the next. Kind of run through your report to everybody and what you see happening. Good to have you back, Professor.
Thanks so much, Alex. It's great to be back with you here today. As you mentioned, I'm here in Vietnam. I wanted to see what official Marxist-Leninism is all about. And I have to say, and I've only been here for about 3 weeks now, but I've experienced a much higher degree of personal freedom than one experiences in the United States of America. I happen to live in the Sacramento area, which is that whole region is going up in smoke right now because of the fake climate change types of eco-fascism that's been imposed on the people of California. But here in Vietnam, I walk here with a high degree of personal safety. I get to eat fresh food and fruits and vegetables. I get to go through open-air markets, and some people may complain that, well, what about the sanitation? Well, it's excellent here. Now, the problem is that because this is such a beautiful, verdant country that's rich with resources, including incredible oil reserves in the South China Sea, some of our competitors, most notably the People's Republic of China, have moved aggressively into the region. And I happen to I'm living currently in a residence hotel only 5 minutes away from one of the most beautiful beach areas probably in the world. And a section of that beach was immortalized in the series of a few years ago called China Beach. It's the China Beach of the American Wars, it's called here, the war against American military. But I snuck onto one of these luxury resorts the other day, and I was challenged by a guard, and I responded in English, which was sort of my passport, my entree into the facility. And I picked up one of these brochures, and it's called the Premier Village Da Nang Resort, managed by Accor Hotels. I don't know what Accor Hotels is. I'm going to do my research, but I bet you anything it's a Chi-Com operation. But anyway, they privatized this incredible beach area. And, you know, I haven't been to really many high-end, five-star resorts, but if I have, this would fit that description. If you looked in the dictionary under high-end resort, you'd have a photograph of this beautiful facility here. So I walked in there. I went to the lobby. I checked out the facility. It's beautiful. They have this incredible landscaping. And the pictured beach itself looks like something out of, I couldn't believe it was actually a beach. It looked like a photograph. It looked like a painting. It was super real. And I heard mostly not Chinese language, but strangely enough, Korean language. Because it seems that a country that was desperately poor, that lived under military dictatorship for many decades after the end of World War II, then liberalized its economy. It created a huge and productive upper middle class. And this is what I'm seeing here at the hotels. Now, I'm also projecting that this process is going to be taking place throughout Vietnam. In fact, the area that I'm living right now, there's construction going on nonstop, five-star hotels, much of it subsidized or financed by the Chinese. And by the way, I should add that the Vietnamese people, who have remained free most of it throughout its entire existence before it became a republic, have for centuries resisted foreign domination, most notably the Han people or the Chinese. Yet they're coming in, and we have this first wave of subjugation from the standpoint of economic investment. Now, the upper echelon people, I assume that they bought into the program that the People's Republic of China, the developers, have brought in. But on the street level, there's, from what I can tell, a great deal of resentment against China, the Chinese people. In fact, I don't think I've seen a single Chinese tourist here.
Well, I was about to say, for folks that don't know, I mean, I'm not a professor or historian like you, but I've read a lot about it. Hasn't there been hundreds of wars between Vietnam and China, and China's always, for over 1,000 years, trying to invade? They even had some shootouts in just the last few years, and China's tried to take over some of the islands and claim that the oil out there that's always belonged to Vietnam belongs to them?
Absolutely. In fact, Hainan Island is a hotly contested area. And just, I think it was last week or week and a half ago, part of the Chinese Blue Water Fleet came sailing through the East China Sea and, in effect, was saying, this is ours, this is ours, this is ours. And it's disturbing everybody. And this is one of the reasons I'm here. It's disturbing everybody in the region, all the way down to Malaysia.
We'll talk about why it's so important, because how can China be taking over Africa everywhere? Because they got $900 billion deficit every year of our money to do it, and it was all set up, and the globalists did it on purpose. China has been the chosen new imperial power. We'll be right back.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And I wanted to get Professor Daryl Hamamoto, who's been exposing for many years the cult of brainwashing going on at universities and how they were being prepared as this invasion force to take over the country, which has now happened. I didn't know he was in Vietnam and been there for a month or so. And you know, talking about fascinating Vietnam borders, and it's north, a large border with China. China's been trying to take it for thousands of years. In fact, I was looking up during the break, almost 2,000 years they've been having wars, not 1,000. And now they're economically taking over. So Vietnam's always getting invaded by everybody. And before the French, and then before that, it was the Japanese were there for a while, and then the U.S. came. And so definitely fighters. So I guess it's in their ethos that they're constantly getting attacked by Cambodia and Laos and Thailand and you know, the Philippines and everybody else. So it goes on and on. But this is just interesting. And I heard him say, yes, exactly, but we'd already gone to break. I was elaborating, Professor, on China is the new chosen global imperial power with a communist operating system with billionaire generals that rule it all. It's a total fraud. And our elites have decided that that's the model for here. And I'm sure you've seen in the news that Silicon Valley's preparing China's censorship and preparing it here. I'm being deplatformed. Finish your point about China, and then I wanted to get some of your other points because we have limited time today.
Yes, Alex. I just wanted to underscore for your audience that you've been absolutely right because, so far as China's concerned. Because some people might be dismissive of saying, well, it's alarmism. We've been hearing this since the 1950s. But this is real. I'm seeing it here. I'm listening. I'm reading. I'm talking to people. I'm attending academic conferences, and this is something that I needed to do. I needed to be here to witness it. But China is the world power, as you've alluded to. Yes, you stated outright many, many times on your broadcast that China has been selected by the globalist banker family, that small 0.0001% of the elite. It's been designated as the wedge to bring down the entire developed industrialized West, which would include Japan, by the way. Japan is not happy about what's going on in China or in this region as well. And the alliance between U.S. and Japan is strengthening. And ironically, the military alliance between Vietnam and the United States is warming up because all these nations and the American people need to understand this, fully comprehend the enormity of this 21st century behemoth that is threatening to bring in, to realize that vision that has been workshopped for decades of the New World Order. And this is why I'm here. I'm trying to get the specifics. I'm trying to gather the empirical data that will help support my pioneering efforts in systematizing and developing what I call New World Order theory, that I hope will be taught to new generations of students instead of this amoral.
And I want to have you back for a full hour to get in that because you have tried as a top PhD in there, very respected, who's also been to the Rockefeller schools, to bring in a real system of world understanding that's based from the elite perspective. I mean, not looking down on us like the elite do, but knowing how they look at things so people have a real bird's eye view from their perspective to understand that's the real world system that's taking over versus populists and self-determination. And just what you were mentioning about Vietnam, like Ho Chi Minh said, okay, I might not be a communist. I'll work with America. Let us be independent. But then the saboteurs actually did not want that. They wanted communism to stay in power. So they actually told the U.S. to go in and invade, but didn't let us win to actually cause this cultural schism here domestically. These people are very, very sophisticated, and only studying their long-range Hegelian dialectics, do you have any way of beating it?
That's absolutely true, and what you've been alluding to earlier is that in the universities, we have had imposed on ourselves, and I fell sucker to this early on as well myself. This is why I'm so familiar with the system. But we fell victim to foundation globalist-funded forms of knowledge which are completely false. It's ideology masquerading as social science. And I'm talking about race and ethnicity theory, gender and sexuality theory, and what's called world systems. And these people themselves have a one term. And if I can express to your audience this one term that they should understand, and what it's a code word for, it's that term intersectionality. And they talk about the whole world is run on the basis of your racial, your ethnic, your class, and your national.
Which is the opposite of Martin Luther King or the Renaissance or true liberal enlightenment. It's the most illiberal garbage.
It's exactly true. It's antithetical to the Western humanistic tradition, which puts man and God at the center of the world, not these superficial characteristics, because genetically we're very similar culturally. I mean, you just go to a different country and you just realize
family's the unifier, and that's why they're attacking that. That is what we are.
It's our God-given physiological human endowment that has been systematically destroyed over the past 30 to 40 years with the willing complicity of the entire academic establishment, which is funded by, you know, the government, federal agencies, military, and most of all, banker interests. So we have been kept in the dark. We have had the blinders on purposely in the university. And this is why you see this misbehavior from these brainwashed individuals. I'm not talking about the Antifa frustrated college grad. I'm talking about the professors themselves, because the entire reward and punishment system within the university from top to bottom has been structured in a way to punish people who deviate from this false orthodoxy.
Oh, it's total radicalization. It's totally insane. I mean, I know a bunch of well-known liberals and people that one of them's a famous, he's actually a well-known director and film editor. He got tired of Hollywood, went back to UT to become a psychiatrist, basically. And in the program, because he's white, they told him, you're kicked out of the program, there's too many whites, and he goes, that's racist, and he's a big liberal, and that's the University of Texas officially saying you're white, doesn't matter, we're not going to let you graduate, even though you're about to graduate, and he's like, fine, this is insane, but that's, I mean, it's like Nazi-like.
That's exactly the case. In fact, Anthony Burgess, whose name should be mentioned in the same breath as people like Orwell and Aldous Huxley. Anthony Burgess wrote a book called The Wanting Seed, and it was published in 1960. He was talking exactly about these issues, that people had to feign being homosexual or gay in order to fit in to the new regime. And the same goes for your racial identity. If you are quote-unquote white, whatever that means, and most people are an admixture, because, you know, we're...
Sure, I'm part Native American and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're all of us, including so-called purebred Asian people, have all kinds of genetic material floating around in there someplace to the greater glory of all humanity, I believe. So this in itself is a completely false path that we put on so-called critical race and ethnicity theory that's taught in all the college and universities.
It steals individualism. They make you this group. They say, promise you'll come back in the next week or so to do a full breakdown on this world system, alternative worldview, cosmology mapping system, which is so accurate. I've read your work, to try to get people.
Intersectionality.
Say it again.
Intersectionality. In one word. Just what you said. To summarize what you stated.
I'm going to come back real briefly, though, for any websites or places you think people should visit with Professor Hamamoto. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. We have a special guest joining us. After that, Millie Weaver just confronted Jim Acosta.
Introducing CellForce by Infowars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Intersectionality. I mean, I try to look at the gender studies, all of it, and then it's always an expanding vocabulary. And then now the new thing is they're saying they're being mean to people, period. If you call medically, so now I'm trying to take over the medical system, a woman's female parts a vagina, now you've got to call it front hole. So that's what's going on here. And it literally is a takeover of language, culture, everything, by this big corporate system that's always directing it So you're not allowed. I saw an article today where a big chef in England is being criticized because he's taken Jamaican seasoning and put it into his Italian restaurant. And so the mainstream news, there it is, Chef Jamie Oliver accused of cultural appropriation for his Jamaica punchy jerk rice. So, I mean, that's what culture is Marco Polo went to Asia and brought over the spices. The idea of, like, you know, coconuts floated from one island to another. Is the coconut cultural appropriation? You know, there's the footage of the white kid with dreadlocks in San Francisco being beaten up by the black students or whatever because, hey, you're not, it's cultural appropriation. So, again, MTV bombards us with a twisted view of what a culture is. Then when people adopt it to be left alone and to not be beaten up, well, you get beaten up for that. You get beaten up for that, too. And I see these articles everywhere. Can white people be discriminated against? Or is there such a thing as reverse discrimination? Well, that's ridiculous. You could pull up at an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that has headhunters on it, and they're going to kill their neighbors that they're genetically identical to across the bay because it's territorial land. And if they don't know who you are, they might kill you, or they might not. They might think you're big medicine. But the whole point is it's tribal. So they've got brown skin, but they'll kill somebody with brown skin if they're not in their tribe. They'll kill somebody with white skin if it's not in their tribe. Vice versa, the KKK, back when it was powerful, was just another gang of MS-13. People organized themselves into that. So people said, let's organize ourselves into egalitarian ideas of culture and ideas and what we stand for, not how we look. And that would actually be an open, free society. That's all been betrayed by the big corporations in the last 30 years. They've gone with this race-based divide and conquer model. And Professor Daryl Hamamoto was finishing up with basically how this is the heart of the whole operation. A lot of people say, well, Professor, it doesn't make sense. It's causing discord. It's sabotaging culture. But isn't that really the plan? What's the end game of this? And from your own Rockefeller studies, if you have a degree in that, inside their own systems, how did they develop it and why has it now become their main game plan?
Well, as you've stated on your really, really ahead of its time perceptive documentary end game, the end game is to gum up the works, to bring the great Western Enlightenment, rational and scientific and humanistic tradition to a grinding halt, because that creates prosperity, it creates awareness, mass literacy, and this is exactly what the top stratum of the so-called leadership is in fear of. They're afraid of healthy, sentient, intelligent, spiritually infused individuals and groups of people and societies. And how do you cripple it? You start with the basic perceptual apparatus, with the words, with the language. And toward that end, I call upon the new president-elect of the Modern Language Association, and this is the umbrella academic organ that controls the people in English and comparative literature, who are to a large degree responsible for the social, cultural, economic, and philosophical incoherence and absurdity of the present day. That's the MLA, Modern Language Association, the president, Judith Butler. I call upon you, Judith Butler, to get back to the knitting of doing the work that is the charge of the Western humanistic tradition. Not all this deconstruction, performativity, gender fluidity, and all these other abstractions that have no basis whatsoever in reality. If Albert Einstein could be wrong about mechanics and physics, what makes you think that you have the exclusive purchase on academic truth and humanities? You don't.
Well, think of the authoritarianism of the San Francisco cultural elite that WikiLeaks writes about and others, where they're saying don't use the word mother and father. It's hurtful. This is not misguided at the top, as you know. It is admitted total sabotage of the human condition. It is a cultural, spiritual virus that's been deployed. People can find your books at Trine Day, and I look forward to having you back on very soon. You're on the War Room tomorrow, Professor. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and you got the app there, the free app. Thank you, sir.
It's been a lifesaver.
Thank you, brother.
Since I've been here, they started attacking you, but I was able to download the ultimate application.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much. And in fact, that app is free at Infowars.com/app on the Android and on the Apple for now. But Tim Cook, who runs the worst slave factories in China, that he's all high and mighty and moral, He says that he's watching me closely. So they may take that down anytime. It's number one in news on both platforms now, last time I checked. And it's also in the top 40 of worldwide apps. We want to go to number one. The biggest thing you can do is tell people, hey, have you heard about Alex Jones? Yeah, I've heard about Alex Jones. Well, what'd you hear? Oh, I heard this. I heard that. I heard he says there's Martian slave colonies. I heard he's a Nazi. I heard he's mean to children. Well, did you actually see him say that? No. Well, why don't you go find out why he's so demonized, why he's so lied about, why they're coming after him and his team of people, why he's being deplatformed. And Senator Warner and Senator Murphy and now Senator Ron Wyden says, deplatform me from the Internet itself. And they're trying very hard, which means they're going to go for broke. We're going to come back with Millie Weaver in this segment, in then the next. Then Kalen Robertson in studio, who obviously the right-hand guy with our great patriot over in England, who is the political prisoner Tommy Robinson now released. He's going to be on very, very soon. And Lee Stranahan with huge Russia news. It's all coming up. Listen, thank you, listeners, for the support. You've really come through in so many ways in our persecution over the years. But now really is the time to think about doubling down. We've got products that everybody really needs. We've got supplements. We've got books. We've got films. We've got game-changing information, water filtration, air filtration, you name it. That is the very best you're going to find out there at the very best prices. The enemy's tested them. They've tracked them. They've tried to shut them down. They've tried to find something. They've been unable to. So, again, it is absolutely critical that everyone watching and listening just slow down for a minute. There's a lot of advertising, a lot of pitches out there, and think, who's the most demonized in the world? Alex Jones. Why is that? Well, he's exposing the entire globalist program from the perspective of the globalists, instead of being caught up in all their disinformation and hype and rabbit trails and false paradigms. So for whatever reason, we've broken through. We're having the effect. They want us shut down. And then they want everybody else shut down. So we had some big sales that ended yesterday. We have new sales today that are quite large at InfoWarsStore.com. We're introducing a product I'm very, very excited about, Ultimate Female Force. It's 50% off. Leading competitors are $60, $70. It's $34. Concentrated, known healthy herbs and formulas. This is the strongest female formula we have. It is dramatic. Stamina, libido, youthfulness, energy, all of it. I mean, this stuff is amazing. And it's basically the female version of Alpha Power. Ultimate Female Force, 50% off. Our newest product, and it is super strong. So, you know, take it easy. Maybe take a half a capsule the first time. And it's a big old bottle full of the top there. We're talking about a two-month supply. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we've now got the Ultimate Bone Broth. It's been sold out for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. It's back in, reformulated, even stronger, even more concentrated. Primal Human Nutrition with the concentrated chicken bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, and alfalfa herb powder, and even more. Leading competitors aren't even as good, and they're like $60, $70. It's normally a great deal at $39. It's 50% off right now, $19.95. You cannot beat that deal for a big old keg of this stuff. And you can mix it in with your smoothies, you name it. It's amazing on so many fronts. Learn about the power of bone broth. Take it to the next level at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Without you, they're going to shut us down. With your help, we will prevail. Regardless, we've already hit them hard. Stay with us.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. drinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Endo 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stacks of news. This is one of the things I probably should have gotten to right at the start of the show, but I've got major Democrat senators calling for me to be completely shut off the internet and, quote, thousands of other sites. So they're making their move, and if they get Trump out of there, they're coming after everybody. I mean, this is true authoritarianism, and you can't roll over to these scoundrels and have a good future for yourself and your family. I noticed a pattern. When illegal aliens kill people, the liberal juries let them go because you can't ever say an illegal alien did anything wrong. Hit and runs, drunk driving, you name it. And Molly Tibbetts, the illegal alien, grabbed her, raped her, killed her. He admits he did it. And I have MSNBC hosts going, oh, big deal, some girl, what, it doesn't matter. Just like Kate Steinle shot in the back and they let him go. And it's over and over and over and over again. It's like these black Islamicists who have a dead 3-year-old kid that they say died in a ritual in a weird compound. And the kids are the ones calling out saying, help us, they're training us to attack schools. That's what the prosecutors have. And the white judge goes, she's a liberal. She goes, you may go. It's racist that you were held. I don't care if there's a dead child. I don't care if there's underground tunnels. I order the compound covered in dirt. Nothing was there. Nothing happened. Move forward. Everything's fine. because you've got massive crime from illegal aliens, because statistically the average person that comes here as a migrant isn't a bad person, but there's a percentage that are criminals fleeing justice, so they're, what, twice as likely to commit crime? Some areas, like 40% of the crime are the illegal aliens. So, and there's a lot of raping and things going on that Trump talked about during the campaign. So instead of admitting that Trump's right about this and that, hey, we got to have a border, and the folks are trying to flee up here because it's dangerous down there, Elizabeth Warren on Tibbetts murder, quote, sad she's dead, but we have to remember, these are quotes, we need an immigration system that focuses on where the real problems are. Illegal aliens coming across with their kids, sometimes kids alone. And then Time Magazine puts a fake photo of a kid up there with Trump saying she was taken from her mommy when she wasn't. That's the real problem. Someone fleeing, collapsing Latin America, and then blaming their problems on us. That's more important than women raped and murdered and shot in the back. Because we're not humans, you see. What a sick freak. Let's play a clip from MSNBC, one of their pundits, saying something even sicker, and then we'll go to Billy Weaver's going to ride shotgun with us into the next hour, and we're going to have a special guest in the studio. Here it is.
I'm so sorry for the family here, and I know this is hard, not only for the family, but for the people in her community, the people throughout Iowa. But one of the things we have to remember is we need an immigration system that is effective, that focuses on where real problems are. Last month, I went down to the border, and I saw where children had been taken away from their mothers. I met with those mothers who had been lied to, who didn't know where their children were, who hadn't had a chance to talk to their children, and there was no plan for how they would be reunified with their children. I think we need immigration laws that focus on people who pose a real threat. And I don't think mamas and babies are the place that...
All right, let's stop right there. And coming up later, I'll play the clip. The video's on InfoWars.com. There's an article about it where an MSNBC host says, oh, that girl's no big deal. Oh, big deal. Elizabeth Warren again dismisses Molly Tibbetts, but it gets worse. MSNBC had a guest on, not her. It's one of the guests saying, oh, it's just some girl, big deal. That's the quote. So we'll get that. So this is what they're doing. We're going to come back and get to the Jim Acosta and Millie Weaver asking him a few questions. But Millie, just on the subject of Tibbetts and her murder, did you hear her being murdered is not a real problem? And all these massive numbers of rapes and murders committed by illegal aliens, and the serial killer illegal aliens coming in from all over the world, from Germany to, you know, to Russia to Latin America to China, and you know, sometimes killing dozens of people, and no one knows who their names are, or where they, or the Islamic attacks in Europe and the daily truck attacks. None of that's a problem. Did you know that, Millie?
Well, I guess apparently, according to Democrats, they don't seem to see that as a problem. But the rest of Americans whose children they have to worry about every day, especially people living in border cities, are terrified. They don't feel safe in their own country. And Trump is speaking directly to those people when he's telling them, we're going to have a secure border. We're going to keep your families safe. So it doesn't matter how much virtue signaling the left does. Trump is actually providing a need that is primitive to most people, which is safety and security. And the left doesn't seem to care whether or not people get killed by these illegal immigrants, many of which who do come over as murderers and rapists that come over to commit crimes, knowing that they'll just be deported and they can come right back in again. So, yes, the Democrats don't seem to care. And it's going to actually fall really bad on the Democrats during this next election.
Why do you think the Democrats are just such criminal scum? I mean, they came out and said that MS-13 were God's children and Trump shouldn't call them animals when they know that they do satanic rituals killing innocent people on record. They believe to get themselves closer to Satan. And the main group they feed on is other Hispanics who then they intimidate and scare into not reporting on them. And then they take over whole towns, whole neighborhoods, whole areas. And the Democratic Party is saying that MS-13 is good. I mean, the Democratic Party are like villains out of a movie.
Well, you know, I actually had the opportunity to speak with a young Latina girl who was a Trump supporter who was telling me a story about how she actually used to be a Democrat and didn't even support President Trump. And it was her mother who lives in L.A. who started to get her to realize that Trump was going to help make their city in L.A. more safe, because she said they had a massive problem of MS-13 gangs and other Latino cartel gangs coming into Latino American communities and having Latin on Latin crime and Black on Latin crime, massive gang problems. They don't feel safe in their communities. So she actually said that one of the main reasons she switched and decided to support Trump was the fact that he's advocating to keep closed borders and have secure borders. So he's actually speaking to the Latin American community.
And that's why their support for him's doubled. But here's the question I'm asking you, because you've been around the country a lot as a roving reporter doing a great job. Emily Weaver joins us here. Why are the Democrats openly saying gangs and MS-13 are good and actually wedding themselves to it? I think it's because they want to move them in as an organized crime enforcement arm, which we know more and more they're actually using for low-level political intimidation. Antifa isn't turning out to be the good army they wanted, but they think things like MS-13 will be somebody they can work with.
Well, it's because many of the Democrat politicians, I know at least personally firsthand in California from the research I've done on the politicians in California, many of them are in bed with cartels. Many of the politicians in this Democrat state, California, are in bed with cartels. They get money from cartels. They get threats from cartels. Many of them are cartel family members. So the reality is that they're going to be on the side of cartels because it helps them to get campaign funding, helps them to get access to that illegal money. Just remember that when these deep states and things are trying to fund their operations, a lot of times they are using these gangs and cartels to traffic drugs and get money to be able to perform their operations. So we're seeing that the DNC, the Democrat Party, has definite connections with cartels and gangs and mafias, and that's why they're
All right. Millie Weaver, Skype's breaking up. We'll put her on pause for a moment, please. Thank you. While that gets cleared up, let's go ahead, since we found it, and play this clip from MSNBC where the host is like, oh, some girl's dead. So, again, it's beyond Elizabeth Warren. Here it is.
The Republican Party is actually not working on behalf of the American people. They are working on behalf of Donald Trump. And he's been able to bully them into their silence. And I don't think that today changes much, unfortunately. I'm sure we'll hear what he has to say about this at his rally. But Fox News is talking about, you know, a girl in Iowa and not this, right? And tomorrow morning, we know he'll wake up and tweet and sort of, you know, besmirch the reputation of Michael Cohen and all the people around him.
So there you go, talking about some girl that got raped and kidnapped and, you know, murdered. I mean, big deal. Her life's over at 24. Just like that Kate Steinle was 20-something and got shot in the back and died in daddy's arms. Jury said, you go free. And you got CNN hosts that when you show racist black people beating up white people for no reason, they go, oh, poor white people. It is the most racist, insane, wound-up craziness I've ever seen. So there's both those clips for you. They are dehumanizing anyone killed by an illegal alien because they want to break open the borders via a UN style. They don't want sovereignty, and they want to bring in the criminal elements of this nation to destabilize the country. We'll come back with Millie Weaver and the great job she did confronting Jim Acosta very peacefully, very nicely, at the Trump rally last night. And then she'll ride shotgun with us when we have the gentleman that works so closely with Tommy Robinson joining us. Tommy's going to be on very, very soon as well. Again, whatever you do, listening on AM and FM or local TV, however you're watching, no, they're trying to shut us down because what we're saying is the antidote to their globalist tyranny. So please, great job, everybody. Keep telling folks about InfoWars.com and how you watch or how you listen. That's why we're winning. It's why they're panicking. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.